Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And we're back here on this Getaway Friday, November the 6th, 2020, 13 and a half minutes past the hour. Getaway Friday, first Friday in the month of November, and momentarily we are going to hear from somebody over at the newly opened Center Street Market here in Marion. Now, we did learn that their hours will be Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 7 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. Now, we want to ask them a few questions. What kind of things are sold there? What the prices are like? Parking issues? Will COVID recommendations be followed occupancy wise is what we're talking about there. Carts and baskets, will they have those? Will the food cart be taken? At one point we heard it would. That still might be the case as far as we know here. Bags, what will be the bag situation? A lot of questions. You know, the question I've heard the most, honestly, since this whole thing started was really all about the parking. People really want to know about the parking and the prices. People certainly highly interested in the prices. But again, the hours for the new Center Street Market, which opened today, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 7 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. So those are the markets, are the hours for the Center Street Market, which is, this was a long project that went on here in downtown Marion. If you know about the old cigar store and you know about the old Republican headquarters, this was a very big deal, a very long process that at this particular point seems to have come to culmination today as the market has opened. And I believe this is probably our call in regard to that. As we continue on this morning here, I believe we're going to learn some things about something fun today happening in Marion. The Center Street Market opened this morning, I believe at 8 a.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 7 p.m. are the hours. Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 7. A whole lot of questions about that this morning from listeners. So I think we're going to get some answers here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, who do we have here on the line?
So my name is T.J. Bodditcher. I'm with Center Street Community Health Center.
All right, T.J. You know, one of the big questions here, because I don't think people understand, what is the connection with the new market and the clinic?
So Center Street Community Health Center is the one that is associated with the market. Cliff Edwards, our CEO, is the one that sought out to open the market in downtown Marion. And so eventually down the line, we're hoping that the connection will be for the market to be nonprofit and running out of Center Street, and it gives us also our physicians a way to help their patients if diet change is needed and they don't have a way to get out of downtown Marion to have an access point to go utilize.
Now, this has been a question that a lot of people have had, being the first day that it's opened. You know, I'm here, you know, probably 50 feet from where the store is. If I were to walk down there and go in, what kind of things can I buy there? What kind of things are sold in the store?
So the market has pretty much anything, maybe not anything, but a vast majority of things needed throughout the house. It has anything from fresh produce, fresh meat, to frozen meals, frozen veggies, frozen meat, snacks, paper products, has cleaners, some baby items as far as diapers and wipes, even as far as dog food, treats. So pretty much a wide range of things that you would need throughout the house.
Now, is this a place where you could buy things like sodas, candy bars, potato chips?
Yeah, it does have some of the convenience snacks, grab-and-go type things. Has a drink cooler that you can grab. Anything from water to a juice to, it does have some pops and energy drinks as well. So, a very wide range of options.
Now, somebody did have a question about the meat. Now, is this a place where you could go in? It seems like the stores on average, when they package their meat, say, you know, hamburger meat, ground beef, ground chuck, whatever it is, in 3 pounds, what kind of meats are down there?
So from what we saw during the soft opening, it looks like we have chicken, pork chops, ground beef. Those would be the three main staples that I noticed right off top. I believe there is some bacon and other things like that, but there's no like meat counter or deli counter like you would see at Kroger where you can go get half a pound of something. They are all prepackaged into designated weights.
Now, one of the big questions is, because what we've noticed in a lot of these little markets that have been in Marion over the years, you know, not the big stores like Kroger or Meijer or Walmart, that the prices tend to be a little higher. What do the prices look like there?
So from everything that we have seen walking through the store, the prices are very competitive. I know just off the top of my head as a comparison, I know they had medium-sized avocados for 79 cents, which I know I've seen at Kroger for 10 for 10. Obviously, the special we're running all month is our chicken's $1.99 a pound. Our ground beef, I believe, is $2.99 a pound. So the prices inside the store are very, very competitive, and anything that may be slightly over, I mean, the offset would be if it's 10 cents more to get it at the market versus one of the other main branches or main chains is the gas money to get out to those places.
Now, is this a place, somebody asked earlier, 2 liters of soda, gallons of milk, is that stuff there?
Yes.
Okay. And now, another person, is it name brand or is it an off brand?
They do have both. They have name brand options as well as some off-brand options that go along with it, so you do have two different price points on a lot of the items where you can go with the name brand or save a little money to go with an off-brand.
Now, because of the world we live in with the pandemic going on, we know a lot of the stores had to have an occupancy issue. Is there anything going on there with the amount of people who can be in the store at this particular point?
Yeah, as far as that goes, I don't know the exact numbers, and it's based, I believe, on the square footage of the store. But, yeah, we are following all the CDC guidelines of what the max number of people, and those are posted on the door as far as the number, max number allowed in, and we are following, obviously, the mask guidelines and social distancing, make sure we're staying 6 feet apart.
Now, one of the big questions has been about the parking. If we go down there, if we're driving there, where do we park?
So the store itself does have a small parking lot on the east side of the building. I believe it would be sandwiched between the beauty school and the actual market. And I don't know the exact number, but I would say there's probably 5 to 10 parking spots there, as well as all the street parking that is on East Center, a little bit further down from us, and then all the street parking that's on North Main.
So if the parking lot was full, what would be the best bet where to park down there, especially during the day when a lot of those spots are filled across the street?
I would say probably the best bet would be, I know there is a public lot that's down by what used to be the old Tuffy's, and I believe it's Red, some Dragon, still an auto body shop, but there is a public lot there, and then any of the public spaces around the area, would be the best bet if all of those spots were taken.
Now, are there shopping carts, motorized carts, baskets that people can get their groceries in?
Yes, there are shopping carts and there are hand baskets that can be taken throughout the store. So both of those are available. At this time, I do not believe there are any motorized carts in Center Street Market.
Now, when it comes to bags, do people have to bring their own bags or are there bags there? Do the bags cost money?
We do have our own bags there. The bags do not cost money. We will be rolling out some reusable bags that can be purchased through the market itself that people can bring back if they want to do that. But bags are provided, and there's no cost to have the bags.
Is the food card accepted there?
As of right now, we accept credit, debit, and cash. Now, in the near future, we are looking to add SNAP, and I believe WIC to those things. But as of right now, the credit, debit, and cash are the options that we have at the market.
So that's a big thing. So if you have the what is known as the food card, the SNAP card, or the WIC card, you can't go there at the current time?
At this time, no. There's some things that we're waiting on to get processed through before we are able to offer that.
Now, is there a phone number that somebody can call if they have any questions about the market?
There is. Let me have to pull it up on my phone real quick.
Yeah, one of the other questions is, because of the connection between the clinic and the market, how will those work in tandem? If somebody goes to the clinic and they need to be on a healthier diet, would it just be recommended that they go to the market, or would there be vouchers given where they could go to the market? How will that work?
As far as the vouchers and those types of things, I think that is still a work in progress. Obviously, there's still a lot to get figured out with that. But the main goal of the market was to provide a healthy food access point to those in downtown that may not have the ability to get transportation or get themselves out to other markets and then would have no access to any fresh foods, fresh veggies, anything like that. And I do have the number for the market. It is 740-375-2141.
Now, as far as the staff goes, because I know when a store opens, you go in and you don't know where something is and you want to find somebody to help you look for it. On average, how many people will be in the store working while it's open?
I believe the staff will run between 3 and 5 employees that will be in there at any given time. So there will always be someone there to help point to where things are located and be there to help with any questions that anyone may have.
Now, it did open this morning. Have you heard any reports of how things have been going this morning so far?
I personally have not. I've had a couple of my coworkers that have been down to the market and said that they've been hearing great things. And even during our soft opening, everyone that's walked in there has just been floored by how beautiful the renovation has gone and had lots of comments about how well-priced the items were in there. So a lot of excitement and a lot of people that are excited to come out and do some shopping at the market.
What the process, we were trying to figure this out this morning. From the time that it was announced, the building process of renovating the old cigar store, how long did that take?
I couldn't give you an exact number on the overall time. I know we started looking into this project in late 2018. I don't know the exact date that they started with the renovations, but there were a couple things with different buildings that we were trying to get incorporated in so we could have the footprint to hold the amount of stuff we were looking at putting in the market. And then obviously throughout the renovation process, we went through the COVID-19, so that put a little bit of a damper on the speed and process to which they could get it done. But Stevens came in and did just a fantastic job, Stevens Construction, of taking the vision Cliff had and really putting it out inside the building. If you have a chance to go out and look at it, it is just, I got to see it day one when he first purchased the building, and to see where it's at now is just mind-blowing.
Well, it's interesting because we are still in the middle of this pandemic, and actually, from what we're all learning, at one of the high points of this pandemic in the country and in the state of Ohio. What's it like to open a store during a time like this?
I mean, obviously, it's very different. You're not able to maybe have as much in person and being able to get the amount of people out to see it right away, and I mean, I don't think in 2018 this was something that we thought was going to happen in 2020, but the project has gone along, and we've made sure to work throughout within the guidelines of the CDC and try and make sure that everything that we did throughout was following that and taking into consideration the pandemic and everything going on. So it was a little bit different as far as, especially on my end, of being able to go out and do some of the outreach for the market, not having in-person meetings, not having get-togethers, anything like that.
Final question, because we are here in the holiday season, it's upon us, even though we are in the middle of a pandemic, and a lot of people just go grocery shop once a week. Would this be a place I could go for Thanksgiving or Christmas? I'm having the family over, I'm having everybody over, and be able to pick up everything I would need for that get-together?
It very well could be, depending on what you're putting forth for the family. Now, I don't remember seeing on Wednesday when we did our soft opening giant turkeys or ham inside. I'm not saying that that's not something that may come as we go through the holiday season, but as of right now, I mean, you could go get everything for a side dish or any entrees or desserts. They would have the ability to go shop there for a week or two at a time.
Well, it all sounds interesting. Congratulations. Thank you so much for calling in. PJ Bodicher with the Center Street Clinic and the Center Street Market, open today at 8 a.m. Thank you, TJ.
Thank you so much for having me, and we hope that everyone can get out and have a chance to take a look at our new market.
Stay well.
You as well.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to go to break. Be back in exactly 60 seconds. Don't you dare go anywhere. Now you know about the market.
Scott, you know there have always been rumors that Florence Harding murdered President Harding.
Yes, I have heard that.
Well, it's a bunch of bunk. I'm here to state without doubt Florence Harding did not murder President Harding. Now, Nan Britton. Jury's out.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
All right, Scott Spears back with you here on this Getaway Friday, Friday, November the 6th, 2020, 31 minutes past the hour. And again, we thank TJ Bodicher with the Center Street Clinic for coming on this morning to talk about the opening of the Center Street Market, which happened at 8 o'clock this morning. So just to reiterate here, the market, Center Street Market, is open now. It's open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 7 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. If you have any questions, the market's number, 740-375-2141. 740-375-2141. That is the number for the market. And apparently they sell a lot of items in there. They do sell meat. They do have carts and baskets, no motorized scooters. Remember, they are not taking the food card or the WIC card as of now. Now, that may be something in the future, but Don't go down there and get your groceries and think you can do WIC or a food card, SNAP card right now, because that is not doable. They do have bags that you do not have to pay for, so there's that. And we're going to go to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, what's going on at the Harding Hotel?
You know, I'm not sure what's going on at the Harding Hotel.
The whole northwest corner from the main entrance down around the, and then down the Orchard Street side is covered with plywood, and I just wonder if they're putting something new in there.
Well, I know a few weeks ago they were talking about renovations that needed to be done there. I don't know if...
Okay.
Yeah, it just could be a renovation thing, is would be my guess. I know there were some law enforcement down that way yesterday. Maybe they just had it blocked off while they were putting up that...
Yeah, they've got Orchard Street blocked off there. It's been blocked off for, I don't know, a couple weeks maybe.
Really? So there is something going on down there?
Yeah, it's just kind of interesting. I haven't heard anything.
So there's just plywood on the building?
Yeah, they put plywood up over, like, you know, to, they took the windows out, evidently, or whatever they did, or redoing the windows or something like that. But, I was just curious if anybody had any idea what was going on.
You know, if anybody knows anything, we'll put it out there, and hopefully we can get a call and find out what's going on.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Hey, alrighty. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you. Mm.
Well, there's a question. I know when I was leaving here yesterday, there were a lot of police officers down by the Harding Hotel. Does anybody know what's going on down at the Harding Hotel? Apparently, there's plywood on some of the building at this particular point. Does anybody know what that's all about? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz, and we will take the call. We'd love to know. I don't know what that would be. The only thing I know about the Harding Hotel is there were some newspaper stories and some things coming out of City Council a few weeks ago that there were some renovations that needed to be done to that building. So I don't know if these are renovations or if something did happen. I'm sure somebody out there in the listening audience knows what's going on. I have not been down that way in quite a while, so I'm not really sure. About as far as I go down is City Hall. So I'm not sure what would be going on with the Harding Hotel, but if you know, feel free to let us know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But any thoughts on the Center Street Market? We now got all our information. We've got all the information that we need in regard to the Center Street Market. We know what they take. We know when they're open. We know the phone number, again, which is 740-375-2141. We know that they are taking care of the occupancy issues because of the pandemic. The prices are comparable to a normal store, I guess, at this point. And I think the two things to remember if you're going down there, that there are no motorized scooters at this point, and they are not taking the SNAP food cards or the WIC cards at this particular point. So, know that for sure. All right. Does anybody have any thoughts on that? 740-383-9944. Like to talk about local things here, and these are two local things right now that maybe we'll get an answer to momentarily. Do you know what's going on with the Harding Hotel, or do you have any thoughts on the Center Street Market, which opened up today? Those were two things that we certainly did want to talk to and certainly did want to get your thoughts on. Now, we might do a little bit of the Family Feud here. We did Halloween Family Feud last week, and I had a lot of Halloween questions that we did not get to. So, I tell you what I'm going to do, since we're not all that far removed from Halloween, to be honest with you, at this point, I am going to, we have two more categories, I think, of Halloween questions. So we'll just go on with these two other categories, even though obviously it is no longer Halloween. We will do these two other Halloween categories, because they're fun categories. So here we go. Family Feud, 37 minutes past the hour. And if you hear anything about the Harding Hotel or want to comment on the local market, the Center Street Market, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. All right. Name something people decorate their yards with at Halloween. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Name something people decorate their yards with at Halloween. Now we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 answers on this particular question. Name something people decorate their yards with at Halloween. 740-383-9944. Now remember, we're going to do the Halloween Family Feud here again today, because we have two categories left over from last week that we were not able to get to. Then we'll get back to our regular Family Feud. But name something people decorate their yards with at Halloween. Go ahead, caller.
Skeletons are ghosts.
Skeletons are ghosts. Well, let me see here. Skeletons are number 7 on the list, and ghosts were number 5. You've got it. All right, skeletons and ghosts are off the list at this particular point. Name something people decorate their yards with at Halloween. That's the question. Name something people decorate their yards with at Halloween. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 7 answers on the big board. We've got the number 5 answer, which was ghosts, and we've got the number 7 answer, which was skeletons. But there are still 6 answers on the board, because they're 8 altogether. 6 answers left on the board. What do people decorate their yards with at Halloween? Go ahead, caller.
How about scarecrows and straw?
Scarecrows and straw. Well, let's see here. Scarecrows is number 8 and straw is number 4. So you got 2 more. All right, 2 more are dead here. We've got scarecrows and straw, both taken off the list now. The question is, name something people decorate their yards with at Halloween. That is the question. Now we've got number 4, it's straw. Number 5 is ghosts. Number 7 is skeletons. And number 8 was scarecrows. So we still have 1, 2, 3, 4 answers left. 4 answers left on the big board. 740-383-9944. Name something people decorate their yards with at Halloween. Have another week of Halloween Family Feud here, 40 minutes past the hour. Name something people decorate their yards with at Halloween. Does anybody know what this might be? Are we going to get an answer? We've gotten 4 already. We've got straw, ghosts, skeletons, and scarecrows. Half the answers are down, but we do not have the 1, 2, 3, or 6 answer. What do people decorate their yards with at Halloween? Go ahead, caller.
I have big inflatable black cats. Well, in my front yard, and also lights.
All right, well, let's see here. Black cats did not make the list, but lights is number 6 on the list.
Well, I got one.
You did get one. That's all it takes.
All right.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Lights do make the list. People put out the lights at Halloween. So we've still got 3 answers on the list, and what's interesting about this, they are the top 3 answers. We've gotten the bottom answers. 4 was straw. 5 was ghosts, 6 was lights, 7s was skeletons, 8 was scarecrow. What are the top 3 answers? Go ahead, caller.
How about pumpkins?
Pumpkins? Yep, pumpkins is number 2. Thank you. Pumpkins falls in at number 2 on the list. So now we have got 6 of the 8 answers. 2 answers left to go. Number 1 is still on the list. We now have pumpkins. Name something people decorate their yards with at Halloween. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do people decorate their yards with at Halloween? Pumpkins 2, straw 4, ghost 5, lights 6, skeletons 7, scarecrows number 8. What two answers are we missing here? 42 and a half minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday. Name something people decorate their yards with at Halloween. That's what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
How about a skull?
A skull. Let's see here. Skull is not on the list.
All right.
Thank you. Skull does not make the list today. Something people decorate their yards with at Halloween. Skull, not on the list. 740-383-9944. We do have pumpkins. We do have straw. We do have ghosts. We do have lights. We do have skeletons. And we do have scarecrows. But there are two more answers that are eluding us at this particular time. Something you decorate your yard with at Halloween. Something you decorate the yard with at Halloween. What would that be? We still have the number 1 and 3 answers on the table. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And here we are. Name something people decorate their yards with at Halloween. Any guesses? Well, you know, the number one answer remains. Number 1 and number 3 are left on the board at this point. Nobody's gotten the number one answer. Go ahead, caller.
Corn stalks.
Corn stalks. Let's see here. No corn stalks on the list.
Already.
All right, thank you. Corn stalks do not make the list today. How about that? Corn stalks not on the list. All right, name something people decorate their yards with at Halloween. And remember again, we're still doing Halloween because we had two categories left over from last week. So we're just doing them this week. This is the Family Feud here on WWGH Radio. All right, we're going to go to break here in 10 seconds. We'll be back in exactly 1 minute.
Scott, did you know that Martha Dowse and George Casillas were taught to dance by Marion native and Miss America, Marilyn Meskey?
I had heard that.
What you didn't know was that after Marilyn taught them how to dance, that George gave her a gift.
Oh, really? What was that?
2 jugs of olive oil and a box of lemons.
George's calling card, WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
/150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
And we're back here, WWGH Radio, playing the Family Feud. Now remember, we're doing Halloween still because we had two categories last week from Halloween that we did not get to. So we're trying to finish off the Halloween Family Feud. Now the category we're in, name something people decorate their yards with at Halloween. Now we have pumpkins, straw, ghost, lights, skeletons, and scarecrows. Go ahead, caller.
How about bats or vampires?
No bats, no vampires. Thank you. No bats and no vampires on this particular list. All right. Name something people decorate their yards with at Halloween. We still have the number 1 and number 3 answer on the board. Interestingly enough, number 1 and number 3 are still on the board today. Name something people decorate their yards with at Halloween. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about pumpkins?
You already got pumpkins. Number two. Pumpkins has already been taken. The answers that we already have, pumpkins number two, hay and straw number four, ghosts are number five, lights are number six, skeletons are number seven, and scarecrows are number eight. Looking for the number one and three answer, 47 and a half minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Scarecrows, skeletons, lights, ghosts, straw, and pumpkins have all been taken. What are answers 1 and 3? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Any answers? Here we are. You know, I think we've gotten to the point where people are just wore out at this particular point. This has been a week. This has been a week. I will say that. You know, it started last Friday. We had weekend. We were getting ready for the weekend. Then on Saturday, we had Halloween. Then on Sunday, we had the hour change. Then on Tuesday, we had Election Day. And Election Day has just kept on going ever since. Here into Friday morning, we are still on Election Day. And that is how this all has went. Which is, it's really a very interesting time in our life right now. All right. Name something you put in your yard at Halloween. Pumpkins, two. Straw, four. Ghosts, five. Six, lights. Seven, skeletons. And eight is scarecrows. We don't have the number one or number three answer. How about that? 740-383-9944. Looking for answer number one or answer number three. What are those two remaining answers as we approach 50 minutes past the hour on this getaway Friday morning? First Friday in the month of November, and remember, we are now 24 days. Is that right? 22. 22 days away from Thanksgiving. 22 days away from Thanksgiving at this particular point, the 28th of the month. Go ahead, caller.
Tombstones.
Tombstones. Number one answer. You have got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tombstones was definitely on the list, the number one answer today. Name something people decorate their yard with at Halloween. Number one answer was tombstones. So now we've only got one answer left here. Tombstones, number one. Pumpkins, number two. Straw, number four. Ghosts, number five. Lights, number six. Skeletons, number seven. And scarecrows, number eight. What is the number three answer? Only one answer left. Does anybody know what the final answer is? The question being, name something people decorate their yards with at Halloween, as we approach 52 minutes past the hour here on this getaway Friday. Remember, 22 days until Thanksgiving, 22 days on the 28th of the month, this month, and then, let's see, 49 days till Christmas. 25 days in, yeah, there's 24 days left in this month. 24 days left in this month, and 25 days in December until Christmas. So 49 days until Christmas. How about that? All righty. Do we have the third answer here? Are we going to get it in the next 8 minutes? We've only got 8 minutes left in this particular portion of the program. We would love to get this answer. Name something people decorate their yards with at Halloween. Number three answer still out there. Go ahead, caller.
How about cobwebs?
Cobwebs. That is the answer. Number three. You got it. All right. Cobwebs took it out. So, name something people decorate their yards with at Halloween. Number one was gravestones, tombstones. Two was pumpkins. Three was cobwebs, spider webs. Four, hay, straw. Five, ghosts. Six, lights. Seven, skeletons. And eight was a scarecrow. So that brings that category to an end. We've got one more Halloween category we can go through here. Name something, well, I think this is going to be hard. You know what? I have two left here, and I'm not sure that one's going to be very easy, to be honest with you. Okay. You know what? I'm going to do this one, because it has a lot of answers. 17 answers on this one. I think the biggest category we've ever had. 17 answers on this one. And again, we'll see what happens. Name a popular female movie-inspired costume. Okay, so here's what it is. People who wear costumes on Halloween, who would you dress up as who was a famous woman in a movie? A character. The question is, again, name a popular female movie-themed costume. A popular movie-inspired costume. There are 17 answers for this category. 17 answers. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Cinderella.
Cinderella, number three on the list. You got it.
Okay.
All right, Cinderella clocks in at number three here on the list. Name a popular movie-inspired costume. That's what we're looking for, a popular movie-inspired costume. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about Batwoman?
Batwoman? Let's see here. I do not see Batgirl is number 10. No, number, is that 16. Batgirl is number 16 on the list of 17. Told you, a lot of answers here. 17 answers on the list. Batgirl, number 16 of 17. 740-383-9944. Name a popular movie-inspired costume. A popular movie-inspired costume. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A popular movie-inspired costume. Now, we've got number three. It was Cinderella. And we've got number 16. It was Batgirl. But there are a lot of female movie-inspired costumes. And that's what we're looking for here. There are still 15 of them that we do not have. A popular movie-inspired costume. 740-383-9944. And do want to remind everybody again that the Center Street Market opened up today. The hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 7 p.m., Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. until 7 p.m., and if you have any questions, call 740-375-2255. 2141, 740-375-2141 on the Center Street Market. Now remember, they do not take the food card and do not take the SNAP card and do not take WIC at this particular point. So you got to remember that when you're going to the Center Street Market. But they do have a lot of foods, competitive prices. There is some parking behind the building. I think 5 or 6 parking spaces, they said. They do have carts and baskets, but they do not have any motorized scooters at this particular point. But they do have bags, and the bags, you will not be charged for the bags at the Center Street Market. So there you go. That's the information on the Center Street Market, which opened up this morning at 8 a.m. That was quite a work in progress that apparently started being thought about in late 2018, I think was said earlier on, late 2018. We had T.J. Bodicher on earlier on from the Center Street Clinic, who it's kind of a co-venture there. A venture for the Center Street Clinic to open up the Center Street Market again, which opened up today from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. during the week, Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 7. All right, but our number here, 740-383-9944, what we are looking for is a popular movie-inspired costume. And we've got 17 of them here. And we've only got 2. We've just got Cinderella and Batgirl at this point. Go ahead, caller.
How about the witches from The Wizard of Oz?
The good
one and the bad one.
Well, let's see here. What do we have? The Wicked Witch of the West is number 11, so she is on the list. You've got it.
Okay.
Thank you. I think the other one was Glinda the Good Witch of the East. Is that right? Glinda the Good Witch of the East? All you Wizard of Oz buffs. But the Wicked Witch of the West clocks in at number 11 on the list. Question is, name a popular female movie-inspired costume. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Popular movie-inspired costume. About 30 seconds left in this particular segment, but we'll come back. We still got 2 more hours to go. I'll be here through 1 o'clock this afternoon, so you won't want to go anywhere. Stay tuned to WWGH Radio. Remember, always streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com or by downloading the free TuneIn app from any app store, absolutely free, and searching WWGH. Listen anywhere in the world. We will be back in exactly 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Listen for guests like legendary comedian Shecky Green.
Well, you also...